Finally, the president speaks in Hammond, Indiana, Friday, October 15, 1948.
I reminded him of the suffering that thousands of families in this district had undergone during the Republican Depression of 1930, 31, and 32. Unemployment was rampant everywhere. Homes were being foreclosed by the thousands. Banks were closing every month. In the city of Gary, 13 banks closed out of 14 in those good old Republican days of 1931, 32, and 33. My friends, you young voters, if you are not familiar with what Republican reaction did for you and your fathers back in those dim days in the early 1930s, after 12 years of reactionary legislation under President Harding, Coolidge, and Hoover, you ask your fathers and mothers what they went through in 1931 and 32, back in those dark days. I want to assure President Truman that this is one congressional district where our Democratic organization is going to ask every person over 52 to tell every voter under 32 what they went through in 1930, 31, and 32. Mr. President, all the voters in the first congressional district will know about what the Republican Party did to the people 18 years ago. And in 1936, Mr. President, we carried this district for Franklin D. Roosevelt and the Democratic Party by 35,000 majority. Why? Because the voters in this district had fresh in their minds what happened under the last Republican national regime. We are going to remind the voters between now and 2 weeks from Tuesday what happened then. And I am going to predict that if all the voters will remember as well 2 weeks from Tuesday as they did in 1936, we will carry this district by around 35,000 majority. And if every other congressional district in the United States knows that picture of 1931 and 32, the only states Governor Dewey will carry will be Maine and Vermont. I have the great honor to present to the citizens of the first congressional district of Indiana our friend, the President of the United States.
Thank you, Frank, for that most cordial introduction. You know, there are certain members of the Congress who are all right, and Ray Madden is one of them. He stood for the people every time he's had an opportunity. His record is straight and clean in your interest. I can't say that for the Republican leadership of that Congress. I think Indiana is going to come back where it belongs. I think you're going to send a Democratic congressional delegation to the Congress. You're going to elect Schricker for governor and the whole ticket right down the line. I certainly appreciate this fine reception from the people of Hammond. Before I say anything else, I'd like to congratulate you on the wonderful war production record you set here. Hammond was one of the main centers of tank production. I came up here and looked it over one time. And our armies all over the world were grateful for the high quality of the work you turned out. You were efficient. You were helpful. You made one of the great contributions toward winning the war. I wish I had time to tell you all about the issues in this campaign. Labor laws and high prices and housing. That isn't possible. But let me give you an example. An example which shows the difference in the labor policies of the Democratic and the Republican Party. The Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 was passed by a Democratic Congress on the recommendation of Franklin D. Roosevelt. The passage of the Fair Labor Standards Act was bitterly opposed by the Republicans in both houses of Congress. Nearly two-thirds of the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted against it. About nine-tenths of the Republicans in the Senate voted against it. That act established a minimum straight-time hourly wage for all workers. It required payment of time and a half for all hours over 40 hours a week, and it outlawed all oppressive child labor. The Fair Labor Standards Act now covers an estimated 20 million American workers. I ask this 80th Congress to increase the minimum wage under that act to at least 75 cents an hour. And I ask that the protection of the act be extended to many additional millions of workers. The Republican 80th Congress refused the minimum wage. The Republicans refused to extend the Fair Labor Standards provisions. Now, the Republican candidate for president is campaigning on the record of the 80th Congress. Can you imagine that? And he won't come out and say what he believes the minimum wage ought to be. He's ducking the issue. He says he believes in the minimum wage, but as I said in St. Paul the other evening, I think the smaller the minimum, the better. The Republicans like it. Now let's look a little bit at high prices. Prices are so high now that they're cutting into people's savings. I think it's a terrible thing when a family has to dip into its savings, savings which it's set aside for old age or to educate the children in order to buy bread and butter. I've done my best to get this Republican 80 Congress to do something about it. I called them back into special session twice and asked them to give relief to the American people from high prices. But the Republican Congress refused to take effective action against high prices. And if a Republican Congress and the Republican candidate are elected this year, you can be sure they still won't do anything. We know that because the Republican candidate says the 80th Congress delivered for the future of the country as no other Congress ever did. Apparently, he believes that failure to help you meet the rising cost of living was a good thing for the country. I'm asking people here to get out and vote this year. If we have a Democratic Congress, then I can prevent this inflation from blighting the future of the American family. I can have the minimum wage raised to at least 75 cents an hour, and we can look forward to fair labor laws, decent housing, and all the other progressive measures that the Democratic Party believes in and stands for. And the Republican Party opposes every one of these things. 1944, 75,000 Democrats voted in the first congressional district of Indiana. Only 46,000 Republicans voted. In 1946, a third of the Democrats were lazy and stayed at home. But all the 46,000 Republicans and a few hundred more went to the polls. You can't afford to let that happen this year. This is your election. You've got to decide whether you want to run this government or whether you want special privilege to run this government. And if you don't want special privilege to run the government, you'd better get out early on election day and vote a straight Democratic ticket and vote in your own interest. Now, how would you like to meet my family? All right. Here's Miss Truman. Here's Margaret. Now, I'd like to have the privilege of introducing to you the future First Lady of Indiana, Ms. Schricker.
I guess you all have to go inside. I'm going to have it down there for a second.